So hello and welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Stephen Bates, a PhD researcher in the History Department here at Warwick, and with me is Andrew Pettigrew, Professor in History at the University of St Andrews and Director of the Universal Short Title Catalogue. Professor Pettigrew has made a significant contribution to the scholarship on the Reformation and early modern Europe, and he's the author of a number of books, including work on the Dutch Revolt, French Calvinism, and last year, A History of the Early Years of Print, The Book in the Renaissance. He's visiting Warwick to present a paper informed by his most recent research on the history of news. Professor Pettigrew, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And I wonder if I could start by asking you, what is your favourite primary source?
Can I have two?
Please do.
Well, these are perhaps the two greatest discoveries I've had, and as you can imagine, both of them were accidental. The first was many years ago when I was looking for something in the calendar of state papers, foreign, and I came across a single line which said, list of books on sale in Emden in 1566. I'd never come across such a thing. So I wrote off to the public record office, and after an exchange of cheque on my part and postage on theirs, they sent back what has turned out to be a unique broadsheet list, printed, listing all the books that a particular Emden bookseller had on sale. And it revealed an enormous range of materials, almost all of which were not printed in Emden, most of which indeed were printed in Protestant centres of southern Europe. So this gave me a completely unexpected angle on the book market. And here were books that had been brought from all over Europe, all the way to North Germany for onward distribution. So that was wonderful. The second occurred on the last day of 4 years of work, going every Easter to Aix-en-Provence. We were tidying up the work we were doing for our survey of French books, and I ordered up a volume which was meant to contain two small pamphlets. In fact, it had almost 40, and they were all printed in Rouen between 1538 and 1544. They were all unknown, and they were all news pamphlets. Now, this was a, until that point, totally unknown local news market. Until that point, it was thought that there was really only a market for news in the great metropolitan centres. Mm. And no one knew that we had these two printers in Rouen printing a lot of news at a time of maximum stress and strain for the French state, with imperial armies successful and invading in the north, very close to Paris. So it was very interesting to see what news the printers of Rouen were prepared to share with their local readership through these dark days.
So the particular interest for you then is the kind of getting into the archive and finding items of originality that have, because they've never been seen before, because it's a unique insight into the past, all of that.
Well, most of my work in the last 15 years has really been dealing with print. Mm. I haven't been dealing with manuscripts very much at all, except that what we've now discovered with our work on ephemeral print, and particularly on single sheet items, broadsheets and the like, that they are as likely to be found mixed in with manuscript material as they are in books. So that has led us more and more into archives, where we find ourselves turning the pages of volumes which are meant to be manuscripts in hope of finding printed items interleaved with them. So that's fun.
So conversely, can I get you to say something about your favourite secondary source or sources?
Do you know, when I did the book in the Renaissance for Yale, one of the rules for writing for a wider audience is that you don't mention the names of other historians in the text. You talk about the past, not about the historiographical debates. And I have to say, that was an enormous liberation. I find that I'm not all that interested in the way in which other people frame the debate about the past. I suppose, having been brought up in a very empirical tradition, I'm much more trying to find the evidence that people left in the 16th century and trying to understand them in their own terms than I am trying to place them in modern debates.
Okay, that's fair enough. Professor Pettigrew, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, and thank you for listening to Thinking Aloud.